All right. I'm trying to find a little balance. At least in a commentary. Yeah, it's not news, it's a commentary. Oh my gosh. You got grass coming up. It's not even February and the grass is coming up. Oh! Got the income tax return in. We're getting a pretty good return. Honestly, when it comes down to it, I know people have a lot of attitudes. My dad certainly did, shared with me the fact that he didn't want to give the government any more. He didn't want the government to be able to put your money during the year. You wanted to have it in your own control so you could use it. So that you could use it. You know, the government was going to go off and loan it out to make profit off of it instead of you doing so. Right now the interest rates are so low that I think that it really kind of negates the whole thing. You know, it just keeps it to be interesting. I use it as kind of a savings dump when we get that chunk of money in the account here soon. We'll probably dump that straight to savings. And that just gets it out of the way. We're still trying to build up to have our 6 month buffer to take care of just stuff that happens. Problem is Lisa's so nervous she can't. She can't see that figure ever being big enough to make her feel comfortable. You go, well, Lisa, this isn't like retirement. This is what do you call it? This is just an emergency fund for when something goes bad. And you have other mechanisms for stuff like this. Dog, get out of the road, you're gonna die. Get out of the road, you're gonna die. Stupid dog. Okay, pick up your animal. You're gonna lose him. Break some kid's heart because you know won't be a proper animal owner. You know, I don't comprehend that. We let our dogs run when we lived out of town, but always with the expectation of that's taking a real risk. Your dog's likely to get killed or shot or 500 other things. I think dog ownership has gotten to be such an interesting animal. I you know, I hope you have big purposes in why you keep animals. And I see people who get these elaborate kennels for their dogs, and you go, wow, why on earth do you have a dog? It's just a huge expense. Look at this extra stuff you have to keep just to have a dog. What on earth are you thinking? I don't get it, except that it's kind of traditional. Some people just think it's traditional to have a dog. And the poor dog that lives next door to us, I don't know if they ever let that dog in the house. I don't know. I guess they feed it. That's nice. But it really kind of ends up being... I guess it's a guard dog. It's not a very good one. You know, dog loves me. It wants to be loved so bad. I doubt, you know, the dog was doing what it's what it normally does, it would have it would help keep the door open while some thief comes and steals all your stuff. There's that kind of thought. And so honestly, I don't get the mindset a lot of people have on dogs. There are some reasons to have dogs. Otherwise, you know, the way many dogs are treated, it's like, well, I hope you're not using the excuse if you send tax and paying it to you, because if my job was to be your companion and treat me like that, I'd bite your hand when you came around. That's decent. Anyway, we're getting back to that full refund. I use government to save to as a savings mechanism. 20 years ago, I did because I think my dad. Basic idea about not letting the government hold on to your money for you because you can't profit off of it was very valid back when I had a money market account that made 14% interest. I think the end of these things is an indication that the love of men waxes cold. You know, it's interesting. The price of money is, or the fee for being able to use money is just barely came up from zero. Been at zero for 8-9 years almost. That was always a good justification for, hey, you know, savings account, so what? How much money, how much of a percentage rate can you earn? It was usually in the tenths of a percent, and not high tenths of a percent, low tenths of a percent, which was almost worthless. But under those circumstances, the cost of all interest-bearing vehicles should have gone down too. You should have been able to get a credit card for 5-6%. Now, I don't know what the default rate is. As far as I'm concerned, the default rate on credit cards isn't even true, because I don't know of any credit card company that actually writes it off as an expense. Because they keep on throwing it at you. Of course, they turn it over here. They sell it to a collection agency. And the collection agency gets to be all exciting. Used to be you only got thrown in a collection agency if you were really a horrible, you know, irresponsibly gross person. Now it's used as a matter of course. It seems like lately whenever I've done anything with the medical profession, if it doesn't get paid off completely by your health insurance, they just throw it to a credit agency. The problem is, the system still says that it's going to destroy your credit, but it never gives you a chance to actually pay as stipulated. I will never get a bill. It's up to me to say, okay, I'm calling you. I went to the doctor. The medical field has gotten to be really kind of jerky when it comes to payments. They're going to send you anything. But they'll start that clock ticking that says, I'm going to turn you over to a collection agency the minute you get service. And it's like, oh, this is great. This isn't going to work. So, and they do all kinds of tricks these days. They won't bill you for months. And it's like, excuse me, you have every capacity. Your computer system is totally able to bill me immediately for everything. But they don't. So you think you've paid everything off, and all of a sudden you get some bill, you know, well, put this into your insurance company, which I don't have. It says, don't bother putting it into the insurance company. I don't have one. It's funny, when you did have insurance, and then you don't have insurance, and you go back, they'll just stick it back in right in with your insurance, even if you tell them that you don't have insurance anymore. They'll still put it in. Of course, you'll get a nastygram. System doesn't like you. And it's like, well, I don't like you guys either. Yeah, I don't go to the doctor because the doctor's incompetent. I mean, you can say, oh, no, he's a good doctor. And you go, no, he's right here. He's running a crappy business. I don't care how good he is. If he can't cost us billing, he's a bad doctor. Simple as that. So, Well, anyway, it's sad that we have to be that way, but that's the way it is now. Doctors don't run their own businesses. They join these groups, which are big businesses, and they jerk your ass. And you go, hey man, you got in with a crappy group. And as such, I'm not really interested in dealing with you. Sorry. I never have a doctor who says, this is how much I cost, this is how much you're paying. You go, good. I don't want to deal with anything else. If I need lab work done, heck, I need to go to those health fairs that they have so I can get all my lab work done. It usually costs very little, comparatively. And, I'm not going to come over. Well, you have to. I'm not going to do this if you don't. So, anyway. Oh yeah, interesting. Anyway, interesting. And then, so it's in. I'm guessing the government's playing some games. It says, "Oh, we're not going to process stuff to figure it." And they go, "Huh?" And they say it's to reduce crime, and I don't doubt that there's an element of that. It also has to do with the government has your money. It really doesn't want to cough it back up, but it's obliged to. So it'll shove off refunds. Until sometime in the past, way, way in the future. Government for the people. Just starts acting like it's a government for itself. And the only purpose of having people is to be consistent. And not reason. Anyway, so. Pretty much done.